listener production.
What a weekend of footy. The AFLW season rolls on and the men's AAMI Community Series is still going with two games taking place today, which means the season proper is just around the corner. And if you're looking for the perfect podcast to kickstart your days with your footy news and more, let me introduce you to The Scorecard with me, Liam Flanagan. The Scorecard is your fast, fun hit of daily sport delivered to your ears every morning by 7 a.m. You can grab it by downloading the Listener app and favouriting The Scorecard, or simply search The Scorecard wherever you get your podcasts. Here, try today's scorecard for Monday, the 8th of March. Trailing 2-0, the Aussie T20 cricket team had done all the hard work in fighting back to tie the series against New Zealand. Captain Aaron Finch was making runs, Ashton Agar was taking wickets, and then in the deciding fifth game yesterday, Martin Guptill showed up.
Oh, he's absolutely smoked it. That is belligerent stuff from Guptill.
The New Zealand opener blasted 71 runs from 46 balls, even putting one Adam Zampa delivery onto the roof of Wellington's Cake Tin Stadium with a 91-metre hoik.
Oh, he's got up and underneath it. That is a big, big hit. He's onto the roof.
Led by Guptill, the Kiwis chased down Australia's meagre total of 142 with more than four overs to spare. Okay, so we lost the cricket. What's next?
Oh, Wilson flies out of court. You can see the smile on Ekenazio's face. Well, that was a long time coming, New Zealand's third goal.
The Diamonds went into the fourth and final game of the Constellation Cup, needing to defeat the Silver Ferns by at least two goals to retain the trophy and three to win the series. But apparently, no one told New Zealand.
Oh, what a jump from Jane Watson. Brilliant play from the Silver Ferns' goal defence.
With fans in the stands for the first time in the series, the Kiwis fed off the home crowd support. And while the Diamonds fought out the scrappy affair, the Silver Ferns prevailed 45-43 to win the Cup for the first time since 2012. And if you're thinking, well, 2012 isn't that long ago, this was the 2012 Song of the Year. But here's my number, so call me, baby. Yeah, we haven't heard much from Carly Rae since then, have we? Before New Zealand's UFC middleweight champion Israel Adesanya took on light heavyweight champion Jan Blachowicz yesterday, there had only been four fighters in UFC history to hold two titles at the same time. And today, there are still only four fighters who have held two titles at the same time.
For the winner, and still, the undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, the pride of Poland, Jan Blachowicz.
Blachowicz handed Adesanya his first ever loss in the UFC, defeating the Kiwi by unanimous decision. Adesanya was giving away almost 10 kilos in weight to the Polishman, and that size difference proved to be his undoing. And while Adesanya couldn't claim the light heavyweight belt, he still holds the middleweight championship. And he had a message for those who sensed weakness after the loss.
You'll see me back at 205 later in the future, but right now, I got a division I got to dominate. And I know they're going to be thinking, oh, that's it. You just got to take him down. And then that shit, you got him. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. But I'll remind them again why I'm the king at 185.
So the Kiwis didn't win everything this weekend. After the AFL was forced to shorten the men's preseason competition to just the one practice match, the weekend was chockers full of footy action.
Rosie, they all stand off him. Ring a ring a Rosie. Went for goal, may have got the bounce, he did! The goal of the preseason.
But as far as round one implications go, it was the comments of Sydney Swans coach John Longmire after their 28-point loss to the Giants about spearhead Buddy Franklin that will have the AFL world talking today.
Lance won't play round one. He'll play when he's ready to play. Hopefully if he continues the way he's going, it'll be pretty early. But it won't be round one. But, you know, everyone gets caught up this time of the year about it. It fascinates me. Is he right round one? It's one game. It's an important game, but it's not the only game of the year.
I don't reckon we'll be seeing a heap of Buddy early on, judging by that. The Western Bulldogs will take on Melbourne this afternoon at Marvel Stadium, while the Brisbane Lions will tackle the Gold Coast Suns tonight at Metricon Stadium to wrap up the AAMI Community Series. As the sport of golf deals with the realisation Tiger Woods may never play the sport again competitively, Bryson DeChambeau has given fans a reason to smile.
And that's where he's headed, just a little bit right of it, but this ball appears to be hammered.
Oh, wow.
At the Arnold Palmer Invitational over the weekend, DeChambeau, who has added 20 kilos to his frame in an attempt to drive the ball further, cut the corner at the par 5 sixth and drove the ball a massive 338 metres over a lake.
And no one's having more fun, Gary, than DeChambeau.
Yep.
Did you see what he did? Both hands in the air as if to say, you wanted it,
did
you
it.
Got it.
Yep.
DeChambeau had been teasing fans with the idea that he'd attempt the shot in the lead up to the tournament, and after pulling it off, he was rightfully pleased.
Man, I felt like a kid again, for sure. That was exciting. Especially when you pull it off, and you know, it was almost like winning a tournament. I don't know, that's kind of the feeling I had from it. It was like, oh, I did it. Got the same chills and feeling when I saw it clear and there was no splash. I was like, yes! I gave the fans what they wanted.
Despite the effort and going on to birdie the hole, he's still only coming second leading into the final day's play behind 47-year-old Englishman Lee Westwood. And don't forget, the NBA All-Star Game is on today at midday.
Well, my second pick in the second round, I'm going to go with Ben Simmons. Mr. Ooh. Play hard every possession from the Philadelphia 76ers.
For the third time, Ben Simmons will be an All-Star and again will play with the King when Team LeBron takes on Team Durant. And while the All-Star events normally comprise an entire weekend, the COVID pandemic means the skills contest, the three-point shootout and the dunk contest will all take place around the All-Star game itself. So go well, Ben. That was the scorecard for Monday, the 8th of March. If you enjoyed it, subscribe. And then there'll be another scorecard waiting for you tomorrow. I'm Liam Flanagan. Hope you're hearing from me again in the morning. Listener.